And we're on number 11. Number 11, IHSS. Now, IHSS is a public authority. Its governing board is the county. Finding for this employer audit was the actually, again, the adoption of the publicly available pay schedules and the detail that needed to be included. During the course of the audit and before the preparation of the final audit report, they were able to do some remedial work where the county, on behalf of the public authority, was able to publish their pay schedules. So having reviewed that at the time of publication, I believe that was June 14th, that the county was able to publish that. Well, we reviewed it. It had all of the detail that was consistent with our requirements for a publicly available pay schedule. The outstanding items that remained were related to the governance action by the employer. So on behalf of the public authority has its own governance structure would have to adopt, you know, very similar with a resolution under the requirements under the publicly available pay schedules. And then also there's the archiving of past pay schedules and prospectively for five-year periods. The information that was posted at least provided the technical requirements for position salary ranges when it was effective. And then all the commensurate steps related to all those positions, they were individually listed for each position. So those technical requirements were met. It was these other administrative details that was still need to be followed up on. I did reach out to the IHS executive director and then the director of EHSD, because the county department that oversees and provides administrative support through a service agreement with the public authority is actually housed in EHSD. So they actually do all of their payroll on behalf of the public authority. So for the other items, those other administrative items that need follow-up, we're still waiting for a response, whether or not they'd be able to accomplish that.
Anything for Raleigh? Seeing none, thank you, Raleigh.
Thank you, Raleigh.
So we'll move on to item 12.